The band members of The Crane Wives quit their day jobs this year. They're making the jump from being a West Michigan band to trying to make their mark on the national music scene. As part of our Songs from Studio East series, Michigan Radio's Emily Fox talked with the band's Kate Pillsbury about their latest album, Coyote Stories. It's being released this Saturday.
We're listening to the first track off the Crane Wives' latest album. This song is called Keep You Safe. I'm now joined by Kate Pillsbury, who you can hear singing on that track. And Kate, you wrote this song. Tell me the story that inspired this song.
This song was kind of the product of a lot of years of doubt. I'm a person of a lot of anxiety, and I used to be a performer when I was in high school. And I had this night where I had my very first gig, my very first long performance, and it went terribly. Like, I forgot chords upon chords, and the lyrics just, I could not bring them to mind when I was performing. So I went home the next day, and I cried my eyes out all day long. I was sobbing. And my dad is also a musician. He sat me down, and he was like, "You have to learn how to do this. You have to be able to struggle, and it's not always going to be easy." I don't know, that really stuck with me, because now, years and years later, we're performing in this band, and we've been together for 5 years, and it's still hard, but it's wonderful, and I've learned to be able to play 3-hour sets with my bandmates, and it's fantastic. And so I had, you know, a couple months of doubt last year, and I wanted to write a song to myself about how important it is to just cast your fears aside every once in a while and just say, I'm gonna do this. And that's, you know, Emily and I quit our jobs, and we did it.
And Emily is also a singer-songwriter in the band. I should mention that you guys write the songs together.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that process. I mean, you guys quit your day jobs this year and said, we are going to devote ourselves to the Crane Wives. I assume that you would also have anxieties about that. What has it been like so far?
Oh, I mean, there are definitely a lot of anxieties. It's fantastic to, you know, when people say, what do you do for a job? We just kind of say, like, we're in a band. Like, this is what we do for fun. This is what we do for our job. And now we're able to tour. It's just so fantastic to have our lives be so absorbed into music. Because before it was like, you'd have to work a long day, and then you come home and you have your secret little music hobby. But now, this is just our entire lives.
So I want to also talk about the song, The Hand That Feeds. Let's take a listen.
I've seen good men spoil, chained to their jobs like hounds. They work and sleep and work again. In the darkest nights they howl, and their cries are a warning to everyone following. No man should stand to work all of his days and have nothing at the end of them.
Tell me what this song is about.
This song is kind of an homage to, like, the American worker. And I just think, like, the generation before us, it was so ingrained into them that you have to find a steady job and you have to work and you just have to have security. But then they did that, and then the economy kind of collapsed a little bit. So now they're saying to us, you have to do something you love, because there's no guarantee that even if you try to be safe, that you're gonna succeed. I think that's what our generation does. We try to find careers that inspire us, because we know that we might go to college and get a job, but that job might only pay $10 an hour. And if you're going to be broke anyway, you might as well be doing something you love. And hopefully you will succeed at it, but no matter what, you'll be happy.
And so going along with this, you guys taking that leap, quitting your day jobs, pursuing your passion in music, I mean, tell me a little bit about the economics of this. I mean, what does it take for a band like yours that's really well known, especially on the west side of the state, and now you're trying to branch out to the national scene? I mean, what does it take for a band like yours to be successful and be able to just pursue that passion of music?
It's really hard, and I think every local band that's tried to make it nationally can say the same exact thing. I know plenty of our friends that are in other bands, they struggle too. It's amazing to be able to do it, but financially it's extremely difficult because, you know, we've built up our fan bases in Michigan, and those shows pay decently, but in places that we've never been, you can get paid like $100 for a night, and you split that between four people, and that's not even enough to cover gas to get there, let alone a hotel if you need a hotel room or food for the day. And that's just the sacrifice you make because you know the venue owner's taking a chance on you. So you have to do that a few times, and then eventually you start to make some money.
Kate, when I first heard about the Crane Wives, it was back in 2011, and I was at a friend's house. We were sitting on the couch. Your album was playing, and my friend said, "Yeah, this is this band from West Michigan, and it's two women who write all the songs." And me, having just graduated from music school, thought that was really cool. And I also noticed when you do promotional material for the Crane Wives, you say you are female-fronted. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that's an important thing to mention?
We're feminists. Let's just put it that way. There aren't a lot of female musicians that are performing a lot. And I think that's partially because it's really hard to make it as a female musician. Everyone just assumes that females are less talented at music. I shouldn't say everyone. There are a lot of great people who support female musicians, but it's really intimidating. So we want to be able to encourage other women in whatever way we can. And we're just proud to be women who are together. Like, we're not competitive with each other like women often have to be. We're just friends and a band, and it's wonderful.
And you've also said that when you were forming the Crane Wives, you and your fellow bandmate, Emily Peters-Mark, were solo artists. And you said that you were working on your own, doing your own thing as solo artists, but when you guys combined forces and started writing music together, you created something bigger than you could do on your own. And it's this, rather than it being about competition, it was collaboration. Can you talk a little bit more about that element of competition versus collaboration?
When I say that it feels impossible sometimes to be in the music industry, I can't even imagine how hard it would be to be alone. And I tried to do that when I was younger because I didn't really have a lot of other options. I played music and I didn't know a lot of people who did. But then I met Emily, and for about a year, we would play songs for our friends. We had the same group of friends. And I remember she would play her songs, and it was like, oh my God, maybe I should give up. Like, she's so good, and I'll never be better. And that's kind of the way it works when you're a musician. You, especially as a woman, you find someone who's better than you, and it's very frustrating. But apparently she kind of felt the same way when I would play songs. So eventually we had this terrible job together, and it united us. And we started writing music together as friends, and something just changed. Like, when we harmonized together, you could just hear the music evolving immediately. And people have said to us, you have harmonies like sisters. And like, my own parents can't tell sometimes whether it's me singing or Emily singing. I've gotten good at leaning on metaphor. I've gotten good at living on someone else's page. We've created this wonderful bond where we really are like sisters. We live together, we work together, we travel together. And it's just so much more fun when it's collaborative than being competitive. And on top of that, we're able to inspire each other instead of discourage each other.
Tell me a little bit more about West Michigan's music scene. Do you see more of that competitive nature or more of that collaboration happening?
A lot of people think if you want to succeed in music, you have to be in New York or Los Angeles or Nashville. And I can see in a certain way how that might be true, but I would never choose one of those places over Grand Rapids, because our community, the people who listen to the music and the artists, we're so united. And we've been to a lot of places at this point, a lot of different cities, and we love visiting new cities, but there's something mystical about Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, and even the east side of the state as well. Ann Arbor is great. There's just Michigan people love music, and the artists that are here, we know that, you know, we might never make it to Nashville or New York or Los Angeles, so we have to do whatever we can to help each other. And it's so much easier when you're creating new bonds and being supportive of each other. Let's all get there together. We'll create our own way. We'll make it work out no matter what.
I've been speaking with Kate Pillsbury of the Crane Wives. Their latest album, Coyote Stories, will be released Saturday. If you're in Grand Rapids, you can see them perform at Founders Brewery that day. And if you're up north, you can check them out at Shorts Brewery for a show tomorrow night. Otherwise, the Crane Wives were kind enough to perform in studio here at Michigan Radio. You can check out the videos as part of our Songs from Studio East series at michiganradio.org.